Hey, Ryan. Hey, Trey. Got a headline for you guys.
Oh, hey, Manny. Anybody but Trey giving the headline. I'm excited about
it. Yeah, a little...
Some bullshit right there, but go ahead.
A little bit of change up
there. Let me hear it. What's the headline, my man?
Well, since you guys like to talk about PETA, yeah, I got a story for you guys,
right? Oh, we'd love to talk about PETA.
Yeah, so guys, the U.S. Marines, every year, they go to Thailand for their survival training, and it's something called Operation Cobra Gold. I don't know if you guys ever heard about that.
Operation Cobra Gold.
Correct.
Got it.
So not platinum, not bronze, but gold.
Good job. good job.
Yeah, so it's a series of, like, you know, traveling through, like, harsh, you know, vegetation, you know, eating bugs, beetles. And at the end, right, there's a ritual, right, where the Royal Thai Army, right, selects one U.S. Marine. He has to take a snake, cut the head off, and drink the blood.
What?
Yes.
So how do they select the Marine?
Yeah, I was going to say,
Is it like, I'm assuming it's some type of honor or...
Yeah, I'm assuming that they just, like, you know, they offer it to the Americans first. Like, hey, which Marine wants to do this, you know? And that usually ends, like, the whole training.
So I'm okay without that honor.
Can they all do it, though, if they want to? Or is it just one special one?
No, just at least one.
At least one, okay. Do they have to catch it?
No, I think the people from Thailand catch it first.
Okay, cool. Okay, I was about to say, because that would be dangerous.
You see this guy running in.
Yeah, he's like, nah, laughing. No.
Okay, so they collaborate with the Royal Thai Army.
Yes.
To do this you would call it a ritual or a tradition?
A rite of passage.
Yes, that ends the military training, because, like, you know, this whole point is, you know, training for, you know, jungle survival and whatnot.
It's like Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
When you get you're done, and it's like, this is our ceremony.
Correct. Oh. And I figured I'd bring this up.
That's gross. Go ahead, dude.
Yeah, and I figured I'd bring this up because, you know, you guys been talking about PETA, but PETA kind of nicked this in the butt.
Of course they did.
Well, PETA needs to know
there
are some benefits of cobra blood.
My man, researching right away. Here we go.
It can detoxify your lungs and blood, cure rheumatism, diabetes, abnormal vaginal discharge, which is huge.
It's important,
especially for our Marines.
That's right.
High and low blood pressure and all sorts of skin problems like acne, allergy, eczema, and rashes.
Are you serious? Cobra blood can do all this.
Yes.
Man, those Thai people know what's up.
Oh, we sure do.
Manny, you're half Thai, right?
I am. Yes.
You don't have any vaginal bleeding issues or discharge issues.
I don't think so. I'm only one Nairi.
There you go.
Binary one Nairi.
Yeah, I don't know. You're dumb. One Nairi. No, you're one Nairi. I like that.
I like one that Nairi. One Nairi. Is that what we recognize each other?
It's going to be now. That's what we're going to.
One Nairi.
We're going to hashtag that.
Yeah.
So, Trey, would you be willing to do that if you were in the Marines?
Cobra blood?
Yeah.
I'd try it.
Really?
As long as I don't have to... I don't know if I could cut the head and skin it and all that bullshit.
If
but
put it in a nice
If you go ahead and put
cup.
Some ice in it and some cup and let's try it. Like a little snow slushy cup, you know?
Snow cup.
I don't want to see it, you know? But yeah, I would probably try it.
Have you tried it?
I was going to say, Trey, maybe a little bit of vodka.
I was going to say.
Cobra margarita.
That's like a Bloody Mary. Right?
I can't do that.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
A bloody goldie.
Trey, you're falling behind here.
But no. Have you done this? Have you tried
it? I have not.
You haven't?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I joined the Army.
Would you do it, though?
That's right.
Yeah. Would you do it?
Yes, I would.
You would?
I would try.
Maybe we need to do that. Let's go get like a garden snake and just cut the head off, drink a little blood out of a garden snake and try it.
That's our ceremony, is a garden snake.
Yeah. Something. Yeah, anyway.
Can't find a snake, we get a lizard.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same family.
Well, that was a good segue that Trey interrupted. You were in the Army.
Yes, I
was. So, Trey. So, you have done... Welcome to the show, by the way.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
We've been talking about having this gentleman on for so long, and we finally have him here. His name is Manny. Let me just run through the list. You are a veteran. You were in the Army, as we just said. You have been a bouncer. You have been a bodyguard. You have been... and currently are a security officer and all sorts of events. Thank you for all of that shit. that's a lot of protecting people, and that I value that quite a bit. So thank you for all of that, first off.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
I know it's gotten cliche when everybody, oh, thank you for your service, but yeah. there is a point when you reach a gentleman like yourself that does all that, that it's like, you legitimately deserve that thing. So if we could hug right now, we all would. Trey getting a little excited.
Do a little circle jerk. Just keep it going.
See, Manny, I want a hug. He wants a circle jerk. That's why the show works. real fast, Manny, you're a friend of the show. So, you know, we do a thing called Butthurt Comments. I couldn't resist this because it just came in today and I want to do it real fast. And I want, you can chime in.
That's how he got his wife.
Trey, yeah.
Do this real fast.
Yeah, do it real fast. And that was enough. Okay, I reposted some videos from a couple shows back. And one of them we did, it was about the Black National Anthem being sung at the Super Bowl.
Oh.
They call it the Black National Anthem. I was upset because there needs to be one national anthem, right?
One national anthem.
Right? You want to be together.
United, yes.
You want to be united, yet you're isolating yourselves. And so, of course, here comes the comments. And my question on the clip was, am I being an asshole about this? And it stops. And of course, this.
Did they say yes?
Of course they did. This lovely looking woman, by the way, said, yes, you're being an A-H. Apparently, I need to learn the algorithm lingo.
Asshole.
Good job, Trey. The original national anthem is a white anthem. Listen to the last verse, which we've talked about a million times.
I've never heard the last verse before.
Because no one's sung it in forever. It's because of that reason. The black anthem is for all Americans.
The black anthem is for all Americans.
Listen to the sentence.
Makes no sense.
Listen to the sentence and tell me the irony of that sentence. And that's what I said. I said, we're done. Because you literally just said that one, it's for one group. So how can it be for all Americans? So then I'm seeing other comments roll in. We're not going to go through all of them.
So confused now.
But I just don't get it. The black, you know, all I ever said was have songs to celebrate the culture. That seems to me like a good thing. Let's have one national anthem, the one that we made for this country. And everyone's yelling at me, so I wanted to throw it out there. If anybody has any comments about this, please feel free. What do you think about the national anthem issue?
So with that comment, that's kind of crazy, you know, because our national anthem was made by Francis Key Scott.
Yep.
You know, during the revolution, you know, that
Francis
should be
Scott Key, I think.
Yeah.
One of the names are some.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. So I appreciate
you
that.
You got them all right.
I thought it was
just
right,
in a different order.
Yeah. But like, yeah, that song was made during the time of hardship and like war, you know, and it's meant for, you know, the building of America, you know.
That's right. And we didn't always do everything the right way in America. We know that.
Yeah.
It doesn't celebrate the negatives. It celebrates the fact that this was a country that was established.
Yeah.
And there are good things that this country has done. That's what everyone forgets.
For sure.
That was but her comment. I just had to get it in there. Let's talk about our guest. We didn't bring you in here just to sit here and bullshit with us.
Of course we did.
I'm going to jump right in. I hope you don't mind.
No, not at all.
You were in the Army. Much kudos for that. You were overseas. How many stints did you do again?
Yeah, so I actually went to a few different countries. Some of them being South Korea. I did 2 months in Germany, landed in Ireland, And
her the German wars are tougher. Go ahead. I'm just joking with you.
No, you're good. 6 months in Africa. Yeah, I did a little military like weapons training in Africa.
Where in Africa?
Nairobi, Kenya.
Trey and I were over there on a safari.
We should have asked him
Nairobi.
Kenya.
Kenya, wow. Yeah. How was that?
It was pretty fun. Yeah, we just did some crossover weapons training with some of the local African army.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we're building up a forest to a fight, I guess.
Were there any crazy animals and shit? So trainers
instead of shooting guns, when you're like throwing spears and stuff? Or?
Oh, my God.
That's a big negative.
Oh, my God.
I'm just curious. He said cross weapon training.
Oh, my God. Okay. I can't decide whether that's going to stay. It's going to stay.
But Ryan, I actually did deploy 2 years, two different times, 2 years in Afghanistan.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where the serious shit was going down at
Correct.
The time.
Correct.
So that's what I want to hear about, because to me, that is just Trey and I think I speak for Trey when I say that we wouldn't do well there. Right.
At all.
We would be screaming and running around. Trey would be trying to lay out.
Especially with those camel leopard. Spiders over there. Isn't that in Afghanistan or am
yes.
I thinking? Okay.
Yes, but they're not as big as what they seem to be.
Okay. Yeah, they're not as big as a dog, but.
No, well, no, I think.
They, maybe a cat?
No.
He's thinking about it.
Well, there's like the internet, right? They like to hype things up. Yeah. And you'll see like, you know, the big like face hugger from the alien.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah.
It's just.
Yeah. It's not that.
Yeah, it's not that.
What is it?
It's like this big. It's like probably like.
Well, no. Probably the biggest it can be, right? It's the size of your palm.
Really?
Yeah. That's the biggest.
Oh, I saw him on the side of like trash cans and shit.
So now you're okay with it?
No.
That doesn't. The size of a palm doesn't seem like a spider I want to deal with.
At all?
No. So you're over there again. I couldn't imagine being over there. First off, I don't like the heat. If it's below 72, I get hot. So over there, you're in 100 degrees. You're in your I was going to say costume. You're in your military gear. And I mean, is it really just about staying hydrated? I mean, how did you deal with the heat?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, I was part of the the second wave of OEF, which is Operation Enduring Freedom. And right. I was deployed around from 09 to 012. So that's like the area where I was at. And, you know, I guess, you know, military tents and buildings, they're more advanced now.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks to Navy CBs and different kind of like construction companies. We're able to have an AC.
There's some AC going.
Now, yeah.
Good, finally. Yeah. Jesus. Took long enough to get our troops some AC.
So you were glamping over there is what you're saying.
You're fine.
It was like a...
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to say vacation.
It's like a luxury. It's like a spa. Yeah.
A massage tent.
I mean, we don't know Trey, really. I mean, they could be keeping it all secret.
Yeah,
true. They could really be like, please send me over there. I'm just making light. Manny. So I always am interested in, and I think everybody else is too, shock moments, scary moments, incidents that, you know, you'll never forget. Are there any of those that you had?
Yes, there's one that's really, really vivid.
Okay, yeah. That's what I want to hear about.
Yeah, if you guys want to hear about it.
Yes, if you don't mind telling it.
Yeah, so it was my second tour in Afghanistan, and that was in 2010. We just left the base, right, and we're going on a transport mission, and we're about five Humvees deep. And we were transporting like ammo and water to, you know, another unit, like that's outside the base, right? And so we got off the base, you know, did our little test fire, you know, off to the berm. So, you know, I guess in the army or in the military, you would do a little test fire to make sure your weapons are fine. And then that's when you start to roll out of the gate, and then you're out, you know, in, you know, pretty much no man's land.
I would not get out of that gate.
Mm.
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And for me, this day, I can still remember it, you know, like clear. So we're rolling. The weather's nice. It's like 62 degrees.
So this is during the day or at night?
Oh, this is during the day.
Like during the day, okay.
62 degrees over there?
Yes,
I thought
yes.
It never got cool.
Well, it's a desert, right?
That's true. Well, that's true.
And remember,
I'm an idiot.
And remember, Afghanistan, they have some beautiful mountains.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
Depending where you're at.
Maybe I'm thinking of like middle of Iraq or something. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. 62 degrees. Sounds beautiful.
Yeah. clear skies, man. Right. And at the time, right, they didn't have a hatch gunner, and they volunteered me to hop on the hatch and hey, you know, could you, you know, take this role because our old gunner was, you know, hurt or sick.
Were you adequately? You're trained, of
oh,
course.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they just picked no. Like, hey, you shovel this, or you scoop the soup, go get on the gun.
So on a Humvee, mm-hmm. is this somewhere where you're exposed in this position?
Yes, right.
Okay.
Like your head, is your head out? Are you out?
Yes. So because it was like during the advancement of like up armor and all, you know, like where Humvees are a little bit better. So I had like a kind of like a wall between me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were kind of protected though a little bit, but.
But you know, I mean.
Right.
A sniper could snipe my head off.
Yeah, and that's where I was kind of getting because you're not in the Humvee, so you were exposed. Okay, go ahead.
I don't mean to laugh, but you're just like, yeah, I was safe. I mean, a sniper could have shot my head off.
I mean, realistically, you know, they could.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, no, and that's why Trey and I would never leave the gate.
No. Nope.
They would yell at us, and we would be dragged out by our hands. So, so go ahead.
Yeah, so we're rolling down the MSR, which is the what's called a military service route, right? Pretty much, you know, like you're in the States for, you know, a time of war or a designated area of war.
We call it like the tollway,
right?
The toll booth there.
Yeah, and we're rolling down, and to my left, right? So about 100 meters away, I saw this dead tree. They didn't even think none of it, right? And once we kept going, and then that tree like kind of passed me, boom, yeah, and it was a bomb.
How far away was the quote unquote tree?
It was like 10 feet off to my left.
Oh, only oh yeah. God.
So what set it off? Just the
motion,
the motion of it. Or?
Yes, yes. So guys, you guys are familiar with, I guess, a lot more veterans are into. They get blown up by IEDs.
Yes.
This was an EFP, something different. Right.
What does that stand for?
Electronic fired projectile.
Right. So you knew that, Trey.
No.
You talked about that the other day.
Only after Taco Bell.
God.
Yeah. So the
that was good. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the way you make this, right, it's pretty much like a brass bomb or a brass cannon. You take an empty oil drum and you put like homemade, you know, like cleaner agents, right? You know, most explosive. So the Taliban or the Al-Qaeda would find like different kind of like chlorine or ammonia, right?
Yeah.
And then on the top, you would cover it with like a brass drum or something that's brass.
Okay.
Right? And you could aim it however you want to, right? And then you put it through like an electrical charge. You know, it can be signaled by an old cell phone, an old Nokia, and then boom.
So someone was watching.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Set it off. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So what happened, right?
Did you ever find out where this asshole was?
No. But
how close would they have to be?
Probably within. Yeah, I'd say within 100 meters.
Okay.
So he was there. Somebody was there.
Yeah. And mind you, you know, there's like these like little like clay houses, you know.
Meters. Where were you? Fucking Europe right now?
I'm kidding. Yeah.
100 meters, Trey. What's that in feet? Go ahead.
Huh?
Or yards. Go. Never mind. Go ahead, Mandy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, most veterans will use, you know, meters. I get yards it. Yeah, or feet.
Because they're smart and we're not.
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
But no, the charge it blew up. It exploded. And so in my mind, right, I just saw white smoke, right, in my mind. And my hands were on my 240 Bravo, which is my machine gun, right? But in reality, right, I just got kicked out of the Humvee. My Humvee flipped.
Oh, no way.
The gas tank was on fire, right? And then, in my perception was, you know, hey, Sergeant Mason, are you okay? Like, I had one of my leaders come wake me up. And then, you know, I just know that I broke my hand and my pinky broke. And,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the end of the story isn't
quite
as manly as I thought. My little pinky broke.
Well, yeah.
I'm giving you a hard time.
No,
of
course.
So you said you were mentally white. Do you think that was also visual because of the, you know, I mean, how clear was your head? I mean, do you think you were completely knocked out?
No. It's almost to where like.
Because like, you said they'd wake you up.
Yes, right. Because like what I saw was like I was stuck in a room that's all white and cloud and smoky, which it was, you know, with the fire and the explosions. Right?
Well, that's what I assume.
Yeah. So for me, like time kind of froze, and like my perception was, hey, I'm in the truck, right? And then when I started hearing my leader's or my boss's voice, right?
Yeah.
Right. I was actually sideways, like shoulders to the ground.
Man.
My machine gun broke in half, And then, you know, I just saw my hands kind of mangled. Well, my pinky mangled there.
Mm. So damn.
Yeah, but I just can't imagine how, you know, that little bomb can flip a whole Humvee.
No shit.
Was there a moment during that, and this may be like some deep shit, but like that you felt like that was it? Like you were, like that was it. It was over. You were dead. Or did it get to that point once you heard your commander or somebody?
Yeah, this might sound a little weird.
No, that's why I want. Yeah. That's why I'm asking.
So I, when it came like to, weird. Yeah. So when I came to, right, I actually thought like half my body was gone, and that would be like, you know, paralyzed for life. But
shit, that would freak me out.
Yeah, because you just I mean, mental. God,
I can't even imagine.
The mind can
like
do
that.
So much, yeah. And much less in that situation. So you're the whole Humvee was on the side. Did anybody perish?
No.
Good.
Yeah. What happened was we all got medevaced, so pretty much a helicopter came and picked us up, and you know.
How quickly did they respond?
It was pretty quick, maybe 5 minutes after the incident.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Because mind you, right, we weren't too far away from base.
Oh, okay.
When it happened, so
can't even.
So
get
base move. Probably saw it happen, yeah. Too. Okay. Did anybody have a chance to see where it came, like where it may have been detonated from, or is that just a shot? You know, like needle in a haystack.
No, it was almost like. Man, maybe it's like, it's kind of weird. It's like half of a town.
Yeah.
Like, so it could have been anywhere.
Yeah, we all saw war movies. So like maybe like half of Iraq and, you know, people were like.
Well, I guess the question would be, was there any kind of a let's go.
Retaliate.
Oh. Not retaliate, but retaliate, but let's go see let's not let this happen again. So where did it come from?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So whenever the helicopter came, right, you know, we, the army or any military unit was sending something called a QRF, yeah. Which is called a quick reaction force.
Right.
And those are pretty much like the force multipliers. And they would, you know, come to the scene, you know, encircle us and make sure we're good.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So, I mean, I wouldn't want to fly a so basically chopper just in there.
Make sure you guys are good, then yeah. Bring everybody back and then
yeah.
Reassess.
Basically recoup. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because like, yeah, Trey, because like this, like these things happen so often, right? They don't really get properly investigated by, you know, like,
CIA. Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, that you can't, you don't have the time to do
just
it.
Just make sure everybody gets back safe, and that's really all you give a shit about at that point. Correct. Yeah, I got correct. It.
So okay. Unless when somebody dies, that's when we send our badasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it, and so that was pretty much it. I mean, that was not it, but that was the one you vividly remember as being what you would call the scariest moment.
For yeah,
you.
That would be. That would,
and I'm sure there were a handful of like, just man. If I heard again, if Trey and I heard somebody step on a stick, we'd be like freaking out.
I mean, a car backfire. You know? I have to check my Huggies.
Yeah, but car back, the other day we were on the ground. Like,
I can't even imagine that in another country, and just my gosh.
Well, again, I mean, I know I could listen to stories about over there all day, but I want to talk to you about so many things. I hit this once a show at least. And I have a question I want to ask you, and I don't know how people are going to take it, but it's to the point now to where I'll talk to a veteran. And again, this is a very low amount of a low percentage of veterans that do this, but some people are starting to get this attitude and almost like entitlement. If they're a veteran, and they'll say things like, "You didn't serve, so your politics don't matter. You don't get it. Basically, their opinion is more valid than mine in something like politics." I had somebody tell me when I was living way up in the north, and I was at a bar. Imagine that. And I was talking to this guy, and he was a veteran and a real asshole, turns out. But he looked at me. I said, you know, thanks for doing all that and whatever, like I did to you earlier tonight. And he goes, fuck you. Don't thank me. He goes, I don't need pity. And everybody that thanks a veteran is giving us pity.
Really?
Is there any validity to that in your mind? Do you ever feel like people just, I get it, stop thanking me? And then the first part of the question, of course, was, do you feel like you have more of a say with what this country does as a veteran?
Yeah, first off, yeah, to that veteran that said that to you. Yeah, that's
the second part?
Well, that veteran that I guess said, hey, you know,
yeah.
F you.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't thank me for my pity or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, that's uncalled for.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But do you feel that way at all, honestly, like deep down? You would never tell, you're a nice guy.
No.
You would never tell that. But do you appreciate when people say that? Or is it kind of like, okay, it's getting old?
No, I mean, I appreciate it. And, you know, I mean, I have, you know, thousands of people tell me that. But like for you, you know, for a veteran to you know, reply that to you, Ryan.
Right.
That's kind of messed up, you know, because you were like, you know, like the model citizen. We're supposed to be, you know, like the better person.
Well, I'm genuine. You know? I'm genuine. I'm not just saying it. I'm not like, yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah.
How old was he? Just curious.
He was probably just a little older than the, I'm not going to say. He was in his, probably his early 50s.
Okay.
This was how long ago? Late 40s.
Yeah. But Ryan, back to your question, right?
Yeah.
I think veterans, yeah, or somebody that has been to like combat, right, would have more like validity to speak on the behalf of like, you know, politics, you know, because okay. They've seen the world, they've seen the other side, right? Versus most politicians, they never, you know, seen like a poor Afghan, you know, little boy that's trying to make it, you know, selling water or whatnot.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong. That's just one issue.
Yes, true.
Politically.
Yes.
And so to come over and be like, well, you know, shut up if you're voting for this person or this person. You don't, I have more of a, and it's there. Sometimes it's not verbalized, but it's hidden, but it's there. And you can just hear it. I mean, I there's one guy that goes on and he babbles on his videos and he just has this like, I know all. And he's got kind of almost a conspiracy theorist in a sense that none of you have seen what I have. And I know what really happens in the government. Kind of a guy I served. And everybody's kind of like, okay, dude.
Yeah, I think you can't say that now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I don't know whether he's just bullshitting or not. I just didn't know if you ever felt like that. If somebody you disagreed with politically or on anything, and you were just like, they don't have a right to say that, you know, because they haven't served. So do you feel like that at all?
No, I don't.
And you can be honest.
Yeah, personally, I don't.
If you want to say, you know, yeah, I know more than Ryan and Trey for sure.
That's not hard to say.
That's not hard. Okay. Well, and that's good. I wanted to ask that. And I also, in asking you, I was able to share that story with people because any other veterans that are listening to this, you know, I am genuine. And if it bothers you, I want to know. I mean, I mean, I'll tell you a very, very fast story. I went with a buddy of mine to the first bar that had buffalo wings in Buffalo, New York, the Anchor Bar. And we were watching the Army-Navy football game. And there was we put $50 on Navy in that game, and there was a Navy guy sitting next to my buddy, and he goes, we cheered when they scored, and he goes, oh, you guys in the Navy? We're like, no, but we got 50 on them.
Wow.
And then my buddy goes, oh, thank you for your service, though. And the guy was just like, so sometimes people throw it out there like it's kind of not a joke, but in jest. And so I wanted to get that out there. If anybody has any stories or experiences, let us know. But I just wanted to ask you what you thought. Thank you for your service.
I appreciate it, Ryan. Thank you.
Now I've got a question. I want to
stop me.
Pivot. Yeah. I want to pivot.
Pivot.
So seeing that you're a security guard and everything, done a lot of things. Oh, by the way, thank you for your service.
Thanks, Trey.
I have a top 10, but I'm going to go with the top 5 list of iconic male action stars. And I want you to tell me.
He's going off script. I was not prepared for this. Go ahead.
The top 5 here. I want you to tell me, of these top 5, are they a better security guard or a better lover? All right?
Okay.
So
top 5 what? What are the who are these?
They're action stars.
Action stars.
I went from the general? 80s, but
okay,
he said so he may not know him. So
okay,
this
is like a more
this is
modern,
more recent, okay. Yeah. So
you know, I love and hate trade. This is brilliant. Go
so
ahead.
So this is top 5. I'm going to replace one of the 5 just because you mentioned him earlier. So we're going to go number 5, Keanu Reeves, security guard or lover?
He's an action star.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keanu. You know, it's funny, both.
Both.
Oh.
You want to know why?
Tell me.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
So first of all, he trains with Terran Tactical.
He trains in what?
Yeah. So there's a gentleman, right?
This took a whole different turn.
Yes. So there's a gentleman. His name's Terran Tactical. He's like the grandmaster of like competition shooting sports.
Okay.
Yeah.
And shooting sports.
Shooting sports. Okay. Yeah. Firearms, you know, competition, shotgun, pistol, rifle, whatnot, right?
Okay.
So for the movie John Wick, if you guys didn't know, He actually took classes with this person.
Interesting.
Or with Taryn, but yeah.
Okay, how does he do the lover then?
The lover.
Who's like, he training with that?
Okay, so on the lover, I don't know if you guys ever saw this.
The Lake House. There's a movie called The Lake House. He was
so on the
shut up.
So on the Ellen DeGeneres show, right?
Oh,
Julia Roberts.
Bank. Oh,
yeah. So Julia Roberts is like really close to Keanu, right? And she would tell him, you know, how sweet of a guy he was. You know, that word, like, if he was around women, he wouldn't like grab him by the hip, but kind of like, you know, flex.
Oh yeah, like I've seen that. Yes, you know? The pictures.
So,
yeah.
So you think he's a delicate lover?
Wow.
Respectful, yeah. A respectful lover.
Yeah.
Man, he gave us total information on Keanu. I'm
surprised. All right.
I am a big Keanu fan. I think he's awesome.
Yeah.
Me too. Ahead.
Yeah, all right. He's cool.
Number four, we're going security guard or lover? Tom Cruise.
Oh.
He's a lover.
Lover? You go lover. Okay. Yeah, he's a little bit
because he's like 5'9"? So.
Yeah. And like he tries so hard in Top Gun. I mean, yeah. I love Tom Cruise, but yeah, he tries so hard.
Definitely a lover. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that love scene. Okay.
Number three, Vin Diesel.
Oh.
I think a lover.
Lover.
Wow, he's not a security guard.
Lover. Yeah, lover.
Okay,
yeah,
we're going lover. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's one of my favorites. He's actually number one in my heart. Jason Statham.
He's number one? I thought
he's number two on this list, but number one in my heart.
I thought The Rock was your number. Go ahead.
I told you about the accent. That's what
gets right.
me.
That's right. Jason Statham's accent gets him all wet.
So lover or security guard?
I think security guard.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think he should bodyguard for you guys and stay at the gray.
Oh, I'd take that.
And then maybe you'd have an
opportunity. He would definitely guard my body.
You have an opportunity to turn him to lover.
Maybe he's a good snuggler. All right.
Number one
on the list, number two in my heart, The Rock.
Oh, yeah. I knew it.
He's a lover.
Lover. All right.
So only Keanu Reeves could be a bodyguard.
That and Jason Statham.
Well.
Oh, Statham.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said Statham and Keanu. Yep. Everybody else for lovers. A lover.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
What's the reason?
Man, okay.
Just a feeling?
No, to tell you the truth, right?
Did you make love to them?
No. Okay. Okay, for me, right?
Because I'm going to get fucking jealous right now.
It may sound a little macho, right? But like, if I saw The Rock in the street, right? I think I could probably take him.
Oh, you think so? Yeah.
I don't doubt
That's
it.
A man, he's, dude, man, he,
yeah. man,
That's a
knows.
Big dude,
though.
That's a big man.
Yeah, even though he's like super buff, super muscular, you know? Like, I think I can.
Man, really? Well, man,
yeah. Interesting. Man, he's trained in like all kinds of shit.
Interesting. Well, don't hurt him too bad for
Well,
me.
You're like black belt. You should be able to do some shit too.
No, I'm not to The Rock.
Well, I know you wouldn't to
I'm
The
not
Rock.
I'm going to go a little over. I mean, he's.
What if he's attacking you? Are you just going to take it?
Well, how is he attacking me?
Moving on. That was fun. No, I'm glad you did that. The list is great. Do you have any more? That's kind of fun. What about like Arnold?
Initially, it was Jackie Chan.
Ooh.
Security guard or lover?
Definitely security.
Security. I'm with you. I think security guard sometimes maybe like a little, don't expect them to be.
Yeah. Will Smith.
Will.
Definitely a lover.
Lover, all right.
Nothing.
Apparently he's a lover for other men, too. Anyway.
Oh, I didn't hear. We'll talk about that on another show.
Denzel Washington.
I think both.
Yeah.
Think both on Denzel?
Yeah,
okay.
I think both, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not asking me, but I'm giving my opinion.
Liam Neeson.
Oh, that's I like him.
Oh, he's man. I love him in Star Wars. Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah, he was cool.
Oh, man.
I liked him in like The Gray, that wolf movie. It was badass.
So for him, maybe both ways, but more towards a lover.
Lover, okay. Yeah. And then the last one on the list was actually Chris Hemsworth.
Definitely a lover.
Lover, all right.
Even though he's Thor, but no.
See, yeah. I had some old school ones. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Arnold. Sylvester Stallone.
Well, I put Stallone up here. That was one of my favorite action
movies
as a kid. But Sly is he? Would he be a bodyguard? I don't know.
I think he'd be a lover.
He'd be
no,
no, he's no. a bodyguard. I don't.
Rambo,
Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky. He's a fighter.
You really?
Yeah.
Tango and Cash.
Yeah. Tango and Cash. Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I think he. I see. I think
both.
I think he'd be a good bodyguard. I think he's like he's big, but he's not like.
What about? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right.
I was going to say he's French, right?
Yeah.
No. Oh, maybe.
He's got an accent. We'll just say he's got an accent.
I thought he was like Austrian or
French Canadian. We've heard about those French Canadians.
No shit.
Canadian bacon.
No, that's what helps the penis size to get Canada to top 20. Maybe a Seagal or Dolph Lundgren. Any
Seagal is a loser.
Loser. Okay. Oh, shit.
On that, all note, right. Yeah. On that note,
we'll move on. All right.
That was fun.
Damn.
All right. Before we go any further, all of our guests have to do this.
All right.
And people don't, we're not going to go like five of them like we did last time. I'm going to do one would you rather. And I always want Trey to do it too. And this one's great. And we're going to go from there. It's simple. During sex, you guys have both had sex. Would you rather thrust to the rhythm of the opening bars of Eye of the Tiger?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Dun, 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 right? I don't need you to demonstrate that, right? Dun, dun. Here we go.
Wait, hold on, right? How long's the intro? How long's the...
Well, you would just do that over and over until you were...
Done.
Thank you, Trey.
Be a short song. Go ahead.
Dun, dun.
Oh, okay.
Were you trying to do Eye of the Tiger?
Dun, dun. Oh.
Okay. Or compulsively apologize after each thrust.
All right. I'll let the guest answer this one first.
I think the first one.
Yeah, it seems like that. I mean, I just wanted to say apologize. I can't imagine after each thrust. I'm sorry.
I would slowly lose my heart on. Right. If I had to apologize, you know.
See, I would like to do the first one, but I think I'd probably more likely do the second one.
Do the first one, you would end up doing the second.
Yeah,
one.
I'm sorry for
Got
this.
It. Sorry that I started singing.
My fault.
Eye of the Tiger.
Wrong hole.
No. Okay, those are fun. I like to get one of those in there every once in a while. Manny, you were telling us something before the show, and you didn't. I stopped you because I wanted you to say it on the air. Because I had never heard of it before, and I'm intrigued. I know Trey's intrigued.
You had your own would you rather that you
There was at. something about can't there were can it was candy called Pop Rocks.
Oh,
and you were talking about it, and I stopped you. And I said, "On the show,
wait for the show."
And now I'm ready. What the fuck were you talking about?
Okay,
go ahead.
Yes. So these instances, right? For back when I was in high school, but yeah, guys. So yeah, Ryan, Trey. So would you rather get a blowjob from a girl with Pop Rock?
Oh, yes,
I mean,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Or
what? Pop? Okay, hold on. Yeah. Pop Rocks.
Yeah, Pop Rocks.
So you're saying the female or male?
Do you put them on first, or how does this work? Do you put the Pop Rocks on the penis? Or?
Oh, it's to the your heart's desire.
Explain. Yeah. Explain. Yeah. So theoretically, the woman again or man. Puts it in the mouth.
Yeah,
the
his Pop Rocks. Yes.
Then proceeds to
give fellatio.
Yes,
sir.
There we go. And what's the benefit of this for the receiver?
There's no benefit.
What is it? I mean, what's the point?
It's like poppy.
Yeah, a little like sensation firecrackers.
Yeah,
you know?
Pop, 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 pop around the dick.
The word firecracker around my penis is not something I'm interested in.
No.
What's the other one?
Yeah, so the other one, right? Or would you rather have your girl or your boyfriend, right, chew a whole thing of double mint bubble gum?
Double mint bubble gum, okay.
Yes. Double mint bubble gum. What does that do?
Yeah, so when she's giving you fellatio,
right?
It feels cold and fresh.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
I'm not interested in anything popping around. I think I'd go double mint. Do you?
What about an ice cube?
You always have to add it.
No, it's right. It won't even last.
And but I look, put a little ice cube on the tongue.
Look, yeah, but after like 1 or 2 minutes, it's like,
and then
it's
warm
again.
And then,
at that.
Okay. Yeah. The ice cube is not an unusual one, though.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of that one.
You've heard of it?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
The Pop Rocks, though, I'm still intrigued.
You haven't heard that one?
No, or the double mint gum. Does that have to be double mint? What if it's like Wrigley's spearmint?
I mean, it could be. Okay. Yeah.
Juicy fruit wouldn't work.
Just something with mint.
No. Just something with mint. Okay. All right. What would you go with?
Pop Rocks.
of course.
Just because I want to try that.
I know him too well. I was like, he's going to go Pop Rocks.
I'm going to go Pop Rocks.
I guess Trey's a fun guy.
I want to go with the Pop Rocks.
My question is, it sounds like Manny's had both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
which one did you prefer?
Yeah, probably the Pop Rock.
Really?
It's more sensational.
All right, I changed my answer.
Done.
Yeah.
Pop Rock.
Pop Rocks it. Do you have any Pop Rocks here?
No.
Maybe we should move on.
And if I even suggested this to my beautiful wife.
Can you imagine?
Okay, moving right along.
The kids come home from Halloween. We got Pop Rocks, babe.
Yeah. It's all they were handing out on that street.
Extra poppy. Yeah, extra
poppy. Holy shit.
We got a surplus of Pop Rocks.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Jesus Christ. I love that Manny's on and we're still the same show. We have talked about over and over again, not over and over again. We haven't talked about
it
that much.
We've mentioned it a couple
times.
We've
mentioned it, yeah. That we went to the gun range with our instructor.
Mr. Manny.
We called him our instructor.
Yeah. Gun coach.
Gun coach.
I'm not licensed yet, but I will be.
You prefer gun coach. We went with the non-licensed.
That's how we roll.
So you are our gun coach.
He's like, I wasn't supposed to do that officially, but
yeah. No one will find out.
Thanks for fucking it up for me, guys. Anyway.
So you brought Stay in the Gray podcast, Trey and Ryan, to the gun range.
Yeah.
We mentioned it before. Be completely honest. What was that experience like for you?
It was great. Yeah. Yeah. If only your viewers could watch you guys. You guys did awesome.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, both you and Trey didn't miss the target.
I thought we were we didn't miss the target. I thought we were pretty good. No. There was one gun. Go ahead.
Well, Trey, you remember the target, right? It's a big white piece of paper.
Yeah.
And it has a silhouette.
Yeah.
As long as you hit the person, right, and not the white or go outside of it, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hit his ass.
Yeah.
With every gun.
You hit the paper.
Somewhere. It scared him. I blew one by the bow.
Caught him in the big toe.
No, I did really well. I mean, he was done.
Well, was that your first time to shoot a gun?
No, I mean, you shoot guns as a kid, especially growing up in Texas and Boy Scouts and all that, rifles and things like that. But to go to a range and really experience, you know, Manny gave us different guns.
That was really cool. Yeah.
I know you know that. I'm telling our listeners. I mean, he gave us all kinds of, ended up being rifle and then like some crazy ass shit that you built.
His competition gun.
Competition gun. Yeah. He had Trey doing barrel rolls in front of all the other shooters. Yeah. What did you call it that we were going to do? And we were like, what the hell is that?
Where the target was moving back and then would turn.
Yeah, but and you then called it something. Combat mission. And we were like, what the fuck is that?
Combat shooting.
Oh, it's a combat defense.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
We didn't know what that was at first. And so we kind of looked at each other. But there was one gun I had a problem with. Well, which one was that?
That was your competition one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was my...
Trey wanted you to tell the story because it makes me look silly.
Well, I mean, you know, you never shot one before, but
it was... Thank you, Manny.
doesn't explain it.
It was a $5,000 gun. It's made by Staccato. And it's and the model name is XC, right? Yeah, for those of you guys listening to this, Ryan had a hard time shooting that gun, even though that gun, right, makes you shoot like automatically, so you can't miss.
I was
right?
still hitting the thing. I just couldn't see the there's a red dot apparently, yeah. Which I still don't believe is there.
It was there.
And I couldn't find it.
I saw the red dot.
On the scope. There's a red dot in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. So you say.
Couldn't find it, huh?
But I was still hitting the target, so whatever.
Your wife's a lucky woman.
No, that wasn't that one.
Well, Ryan, you did have a flight.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So with the very last one we did, where it got you had secretly purchased a
hostage target.
Yeah. And you only had a little bit of room on the guy.
A little bit of room.
A little bit. little bit of body and a head to hit, and then the hostage there too.
The full body hostage. Yeah.
Full body
right?
hostage. You had a lot to hit on the full body hostage. Yeah. And so it goes down, and then people that have shot before know, but then, of course, after a certain amount of time, it flips on you real fast, and you only have a certain amount of time to shoot. And everybody's laughing. They're smiling because I'm going to let you guys tell the story.
Yeah. So, Ryan picked up a gun.
Well, you know, no, Manny wrote my wife's name on the hostage.
Yeah, but it's for fun. It's
it was fun.
Yeah.
And I shot this asshole that had my wife. I shot his ass, and he's dead. Yeah. Just because I nicked my wife's arm. She's fine. It's a Band-Aid. It's just a...
It's a flesh wound.
It's a flesh wound.
She's fine. She put a Band-Aid on and she was safe.
Just drink water and change her socks.
Then I handed her a pack of Pop Rocks and we went home.
We went. We handled business.
Well, no, Ryan, ultimately, you would have shot the intruder or the criminal.
Well, thank you. That's
your
the point.
Wife would have been bloody, too.
Yes.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. As long as she's alive.
Now, I've got a serious... Let me flip the script here bit of a serious question here. So we've had a couple of incidents here recently at schools, Arlington Bowie, and I think there was one in Oak Cliff. Where
these are all Dallas, by the way,
right?
That are listening from all
DFW area.
Yep, Dallas, Fort Worth,
where kids were. One was shot and killed. Two were injured. So I know you being a responsible gun owner. Obviously, we're not going to take guns away from people. That's not going to happen, especially here in Texas. So, do you have any ideas or suggestions as a responsible gun owner how to keep these guns at bay?
That's a really hard topic.
Well, can I add to it? Do you
is
mind
that a little bit too?
Well, can you add? Can I add to it?
Absolutely.
Well, in other words, you know, you get the non-gun, the anti-gun people saying just ban them.
Right.
Gun laws or whatever.
Which is not going to happen.
Which is just not going to happen. And it sounds ridiculous. I mean, there are 350 million guns. As many as there are people.
That's true.
And guess who's going to not give them back? You can't, I mean, the people that will give them back are the law-abiding citizens. The ones that don't give them back are the criminals.
Yeah.
So you're basically disarming everybody. And it's confusing because I'll go on the other side of it. I'll play devil's advocate and say my problem with it is that obviously the more guns that are just around, accidents happen in homes and you see kids that find their parents' guns, things like that. And if they weren't there, they wouldn't happen. Do you have a solution, right? That's what your question
right,
is.
Right, right.
That other than take the guns, confiscate the guns. And then I'll add on the back end of it, which I know you're wondering too. What is this nonsense? I mean, why is everybody so obsessed with the AR, taking away AR? That's a bad guy's going to still get another guy.
Through the black market or somehow other means. Yeah.
Or they can build them, right?
You could build them,
but you could still use a pistol or a shotgun and kill people. I mean, they're focused on a type of gun, and that's not the issue. But that's just all you're hearing these days.
Yeah,
ban AR, ban.
I think the reason for that, right, is because most Americans, we favor the AR-15,
right,
which is not a machine gun. Press the trigger, it fires once. They mistaken that for the M16 or the M4, which are fully automatic.
Right.
Which I've used.
That's what does Rambo have?
That looks like a saw, a 249 saw. That's automatic machine gun.
Whatever you just said, I want one. It's badass.
$10,000.
Yeah. Well, how did he get that? Oh, they gave it to him.
So
when they choppered him in.
In all seriousness, I guess that's maybe a too broad of a question as far as how to. I mean, you can't stop. Is there anything a good step towards fixing the problem?
Okay, so to caveat or piggyback on your note, right? I guess mental illness, right? And to where the coaches and the teachers, right, would have to. I know it's kind of like being prejudiced, right? But you're actively seeking hey, this is a potential bully. Hey, this is a potential bully victim, Hey, what can we do about this, Can we pull these guys out of class, right, and have them go through counseling, I mean, hey, give them ice cream or some candy and just have them talk, about their feelings,
Well, I mean, we've talked about that before. I mean, Trey's real big on talking about mental health. I mean, that's every time we bring up the gun issue, and we brought it up quite a bit. There was a time period there where it seemed like there was a gun shooting after gun shooting.
Yeah.
And I know there were a couple of stories that you wanted to bring up tonight. Again, I told you not to tell us what they were because I want to hear what they are and listen to you. But it just seemed like for a while, every show we had to talk about it because it was one after the other. Mm-hmm. And you're here in the city and some of them were close to home.
Yes.
And so we talk about the mental health thing. I mean, sometimes it's just hard to, you can't tell. And so it's just like, I just think it's one of those things that's never going to be perfect and it's sad and it sucks. So where do we start? And I think that's just you could do a whole show. You could do a whole season. I mean, of sitting here talking about gun talk and having different people on.
Yeah.
But so right away you're thinking mental health.
That would be my solution. You can't ban guns.
Focus on them at a young age.
Yeah. At a young age.
Right.
Identify them, and, Yeah, I think what I guess the left, you know, leaning people would agree to, you know, hey, take all of them up. But right. If we take them up, then, you know, people are going to find other means to acquire guns.
Right.
And that's like anything. I mean, it's just stupid. I mean,
you see how the fight on drugs is really cleaned up the street with drugs. So,
but since we're staying the gray, right? I mean, think about it.
Right.
No, a gun is a tool. And it's a very scary tool.
Right.
Right. But that tool is meant to take life or save life. And that's where, I guess, where, you know, left and right,
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sided would think, you know, hey.
Yeah, this is to save a life, and the other side, you know, this is taking life. And it's just kind of a, you know, but there's story after story on both sides. And that's what's scary, and why no one agrees on anything is that, and I'm going to let you tell your stories now. But, you know, a lot of the stories that I've heard recently, you have a guy that or a woman, or mostly men, that are carrying that prevent more death. They can't maybe always get save everybody, but guess what? If no one's carrying, no one has a gun, a lot more people die, innocent people. Yeah. I don't give a shit about the shooter.
Imagine World War II.
Well,
if we, you know, gave Poland guns or hypothetically, not
right.
that, you know, I'm, you know, everybody should be, you know, war fighter or whatnot.
Right.
But yeah, you know, I guess, you know, that war would, you know, be a lot different than what it'd be, you know. Jews, a lot less Jews would have died.
Of course.
You know.
But I also wonder.
That is a whole other topic.
Yes, that too. Is, yeah.
You mentioned the citizens that do carry. It makes me wonder how much they have to go process, okay, what's the scenario? Do I get involved? Because they could probably be held liable too, couldn't they?
I'm sure. Well, you know, it depends on the situation. I think it's pretty clear.
Right, right.
Somebody runs into the church.
So it's like, what do you have to go through before you figure out, okay, I need to jump in or I got to stay out of this?
But that's where my views come in, which is there's a middle ground, stay in the gray, right, Manny?
Yeah.
Where, and it sucks for the really good gun owners, the people that are trained already and that are responsible, but make it strict. Make people have to take tests every year. Go through another course. Make people comfortable.
Yeah,
holding a gun, being with a gun. You've mentioned before that you're uncomfortable being around a gun.
Yeah,
like I can just see you kind of holding it, like not at the range.
Well, I respect a gun. Let's put it that
exactly.
way. I respect a gun because I know it can do damage.
It has a lot of power.
I don't mess around with them. So,
but that's my point. And so you might feel a little better if we do a few more rounds with Manny. Yeah. But in general, have adequate training, have adequate testing, have adequate background checks, have, you know, all these things. And of course, both sides get, you know, one side is like, we don't need them at all, and one side's like, that's putting me out. We got to meet in the middle.
Got to figure out something.
That's my whole point. And this is probably the biggest issue that I'm truly gray on for the show to plug our title again, but tell me the story.
Yeah, guys.
So you have a couple. Tell me the first one.
Yeah. I've been wanting to get you guys' opinion on this since it involves policing and politics, right?
Police. That's a whole big issue.
Yeah. And these stories are real stories that I talk with one of my good buddies that works for the DA office,
right.
The district attorneys. And he's an investigator, a 20-year investigator. And he actually asked me these questions. So the first one, right, the first scenario, right, a Dallas police officer, right, responds.
Write this down, Trey.
Got it. It's going to be on the test.
Yeah. So a Dallas.
This is multiple choice. Go ahead.
Yeah. So a Dallas police officer responds to a call, right? It's a house party, and somebody had just randomly shot from firearms. Like somebody took a pistol and just shot, right? And what happened?
Like
was,
shot people. They shot people.
No, just they shot like out random. Like, you know, hey, I'm a cool guy.
Right.
Undisciplined.
That sounds like nothing bad's gonna happen here.
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So this police officer responds, right? And when he comes into the house, right, he sees three cars fly away, right?
Okay.
And mind you, next to this house, there's a church, right?
Okay.
And then for whatever reason, right, one of the churchgoers, and this is late at night, like 7, 8, right? So this part, like a midnight service or whatever.
7 or 8?
Yeah, 7 to 8 or p.m., like a night service.
Okay.
Yeah.
Midnight
service. Well, you know, I was trying to say late service. And what happened?
I just wanted to make sure I got my timing right.
Yeah, for sure.
For the story.
And then a fourth car, right, just off from the church, right, following these the three cars that ran away from the house.
Not speeding or anything like that?
No, they are.
The fourth car is speeding too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the officer responds, hey, stop, right, draws his AR-15, right, and just hammers, lets you go, and fires.
Could the driver hear, do you think? I mean, it was that obvious? Like, the officer, the driver wasn't, like, listening to music, like, whatever.
No, he was trying to run for his life. Because he heard gunshots, and the way he reacted was...
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't just...
So no. he wasn't trying to flee because he was guilty. He was trying to flee for his,
for his
personal
life.
Safety.
Completely innocent.
Wow.
The cop shot, and what happened?
Yeah. And I think that cop is now in jail.
So the cop, it hit him?
Yes.
Through the car?
Yeah. Yeah. The driver did die.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah.
Do we know for a fact that he was fleeing?
Yes, on the body cam, yes. You can clearly see that fourth car, right?
But you don't know, do we know that he wasn't involved inside the house in some way?
No, yeah.
Okay.
From my investigator buddy, yeah.
I'm just asking questions.
Yeah. And here's my question to you guys, right?
Okay.
If you guys were like, lieutenants or captains of the police, right? And this officer was beloved, would you do everything to try to save his ass? Or would you punish him,
Right.
Lawfully.
Well, who are you, the lieutenant or am I? Who is the captain and who's the lieutenant?
I'm definitely the captain.
Okay.
I'm going to assign you to this
case.
I'll
be lieutenant because Lieutenant Layfield has that alliteration.
Oh, yeah. Captain Trey.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, that rolls off the tongue nicely. Yeah. I like
God, it sounds like a porn name or something.
So, I mean.
Okay. Would you punish him, Captain Trey?
Well, I've always been told if they're running away from you, you're not in imminent danger. There's no reason to fire your weapon. That's what I've always been taught.
Did you know, Manny, not to interrupt you, I do it all the time, that he actually was criminal justice. He has a degree. You got it. You finished,
I did,
right?
Yeah.
Criminal justice degree.
Funny story. I have a criminal justice degree, too.
Okay. Nice. I don't. Am I allowed to partake in this discussion?
Not anymore.
All right.
You're unqualified, sir.
You're deputy cadet now.
Deputy. I've been a lieutenant for 5 seconds, and I'm already demoted.
So I would say, in this particular scenario, I don't understand the reasoning behind firing the weapon at the car, fleeing the scene of the crime. I mean, you don't know where the shots came from initially, so I guess that would be my take on it. I can't imagine a police officer having to make that decision, split decision on what to do, but I can only assume there was no imminent danger at that point with all these cars leaving the scene. That would be my
I'll go opinion. The other way, and I'll say the officer said stop, you stop. You obey law enforcement. You
and guys, to add on, the windows were rolled down.
You obey. Thank you, Manny. Yeah, that helps
See,
me.
See, I don't care.
that helps me.
I don't care because, I mean, again, they're going away from the scene
at that
point. You don't know where the shots came from at that point.
Yes.
You don't have probable cause to shoot at that car at that point, in my opinion. I would take down the license plate.
Stop.
I would take down as much information about that vehicle.
Is
call it out. That's. I'm just saying. That's my opinion.
No. I'm telling you.
I would say call it out.
I'm disagreeing with you.
Stop the car in another way. I'm sure he had police officers in the area. Figure out how to stop the car and then do the investigation at that point. But I don't think it was necessary to fire on that vehicle.
I get upset when people don't obey law enforcement because bad things happen. Then he died. If he stopped and obeyed law enforcement, he'd be alive. And that's my problem.
I got you. I see your point but
we're arguing and that's the
point.
We don't really ever argue.
Here's my scenario. If he saw...
He could have shot maybe the tires.
If he saw this person shoot somebody, jump in the car, and then take off, maybe I see probable cause.
Maybe.
Maybe I see probable cause.
If you see him shoot somebody, it's maybe probable cause.
To try to gun him down?
Yeah. You're too nice to be a...
I'm just saying.
Sir, can you please...
If there's no more imminent danger, there was no reason to shoot. That was my opinion.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not saying I would have shot at the person, but I still think there's a way to maybe, again, shoot the tires, do something.
Well,
you can't just let him run away.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I can only assume... I can assume there's more people around. This was not just a house in one side and nothing on the other side, but a police officer is not supposed to shoot an area where there's other innocent bystanders that could be behind that car, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah, and okay. This was a heavy populated neighborhood as well.
So
that doesn't change.
What I'm saying is if his shot is not good and he's just popping off at this car, he could hit somebody over here, just trying to get to this car.
To the tire.
So that's what I'm saying. Another reason why I wouldn't have started firing off is because innocent bystanders that could have gotten hit also. That's
fair enough.
Again, my opinion.
Captain Trey. I respect that. I just feel like it's easy for me to say. Sitting here.
What's easier for both of us to say? Well, we weren't in the situation.
Sitting here, it's easy for people to sit here and say both sides, but I mean, I just get so angry at people that disobey law enforcement.
Well,
and
absolutely.
Especially with all the disrespect going on with law enforcement that I tend to be, maybe I'm being a little over the top just to argue with you.
Now, I would say if we change the scenario just a little bit, let's say that car was flying into the situation, fleeing, you know, but coming towards the officer, that might be a situation where the officer does have to fire on him because now he's in imminent danger. But
it is tough. Yeah. It is tough because it looks like he's running, you know, and running to me equals guilt. And that's a situation that's tough. I don't know. You're saying it's a reputable officer, somebody that they beloved.
So let me ask you this. You just made a comment that I want to challenge a little bit. Running means guilt is what you said.
I love when he's fired up. Go ahead.
Running means guilt is what you said, right?
When gunshots are involved, usually if you're speeding off and not listening to law enforcement,
you're
more likely guilty than not.
So let's change the scenario up a little bit. You're in your car with your youngest boy. You hear gunfire. Are you going to be sitting there going, it wasn't me, officer. I'm not going anywhere. It wasn't me.
If the officer
are you getting in your car and trying to get the hell out of there?
If there's a cop that's there, he's in control.
But the way it sounds, he went into the house and came out and saw the car speeding away, if I heard the scenario right.
That's true, yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, I wouldn't have my boy at a fucking
park. Well, I'm just saying, you're just at the mall. I mean, gunfire at the mall, you know.
I try and listen to law enforcement. That's all.
But Trey, remember, the fourth car was the one that got shot.
That's what I'm saying.
And he was parked at the church, not involved with the party, house party.
But he heard the gunshots.
Yeah, and he ran away.
Got in the car, left.
Away from the police office.
Right.
Correct.
So that's my opinion on it.
Hey, I respect it. And you are the captain. So I'm watching the bathrooms in the police station. You said you had another one.
Sorry, what did your DA friend say on the situation?
Oh, no. Well, maybe we should ask the professional.
No, there was actually a real case, and the officer got charged.
So he was charged.
He ended up being charged, okay.
Yeah, you would think he would have, like, no police immunity or let's say if that existed or anything, but yeah. But
well, no, obviously you have
so they
to.
They agree with you.
And I would think you have to charge them because it's just like you don't want to set a bad precedent, precedence as far as that's concerned. I can't even imagine, and I wanted to become a police officer at one point. I can't even imagine having to make a split second decision that could cost somebody their life. But
right, and I say that a lot too when people. I say until you've done it,
exactly.
You know, don't sit here and hammer the cops and defund the police and all this bullshit.
Well, and it's easy to judge the situation after the fact, you know, and that's
what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. So
okay, we got to move on to. I want the next story.
Yeah, so
I like this. Trey and I yelling at each other. It's fun.
Yeah, this segment's actually even juicier.
Oh, juice. Yeah. Trey likes that word.
I like the juicier.
Trey likes that word.
Yeah, so white female cop, right? Yeah. At the end of her shift.
White female. That's
white
important.
White female cop, right? At the end of her shift, right? Goes home for the day. She walks into what she believed that's here, her apartment room, right?
Okay.
Was not, right? The apartment had a key card. And for whatever reason, right, her key card malfunctioned.
To get in the door or to get in a gate?
Correct. Into the door. Like into the door of
her apartment.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I guess. A hotel.
Well, it seemed that way, but no, this is not a legit story
It's an outdoor entrance. It's not internally. Okay.
No, it is. And like the door to your house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So she badges in, right? Opens the door, right? And she finds a young black American.
Okay.
Sitting down, you know, hanging out, you know, just watching TV, right?
In her apartment.
In
the apartment.
Right. Yes. In the apartment. Yes. Gotcha. Just where it gets juicy. In the apartment.
I think we now see where this is headed, but go ahead.
The apartment. But yeah, remember, she's tired. She just got off work. Right. Probably pulled some 24-hour duty, right? And she's exhausted, you know. Okay. Mentally.
Well, not. there's a problem with itself. Go ahead.
Yes. And so she approaches this person, right? And she goes, "Hey, what are you doing in my apartment?" But the young African, the young black American guy, he goes, "Hey, this is my apartment." So, you know, they both, you know, did a little argument. And I guess he felt that, you know, because it was his apartment. So it was actually his apartment, right?
So it was his apartment.
Yeah, which the cop went in with a bad key card. And so he got freaked out. He shoves the female cop.
Yeah, technically he could have shot her and been self-defense, right?
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Correct. Right. But
she shot him, didn't she?
Yes. So, yeah, so she gets shoved. And then she pulls out her pistol and shoots him.
Oh, man.
Thinking that he was in her apartment room.
So he actually put hands on her.
Yes, according to.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
But in his apartment. That's
a tough one.
It is juicier, right, Trey?
Because there's imminent danger. You know, he put hands on her.
But in his place, he's defending himself.
But she doesn't know that, though. That's the only problem. But she's walking
she
in.
She doesn't know she's in her own apartment.
Well, I mean, if the cart... See, everything probably happened very quickly. You would think she would probably notice certain things.
That's what I'm saying.
And realize this is not my apartment.
I don't care how tired you are. This is not my apartment.
But, I mean, it could have been dark, TV on. You see just a couch that may be in the same location as her couch. I mean, it's a stretch. But, man, when he put hands on her, I just...
Yeah.
That's a tough call. That's a tough call for me.
It's a really tough call. And it's interesting that I'm kind of like, again, like thinking differently on this one too.
Yeah.
I don't think she was right. I mean, I think that I don't think she meant it. I think she really believed she was in her apartment, but that unfortunately you're in somebody else's apartment and you shot him regardless of what happens.
Yes.
Manny, was she considered, and I know that most cops will defend other cops, but she was considered a good cop.
Yeah, she was.
So this wasn't partner. Just some first newbie or something like that.
I guess my only thought would have been, why did it need to be a fatal gunshot? Why not a shot to the leg, a foot, which I know is a hard target to
I know, every, but everybody says that. And it's
a hard target, split second. Yeah. And especially with their training, they're probably looking at center mass whenever they shoot. So... Mm.
All right, guys, so guilty or innocent?
I love how Manny's moving us along.
So, God, I'm sure they made...
I think she's going to have to be guilty as much as you don't want her to be. And I think she's guilty. I think she got charged. I haven't heard the story.
I'm going to have to say if it was a fatal shooting, she probably did get some type of charge. I just don't know to what extent.
So you guys want to know the real story?
Well, yes.
Yeah. So legally?
No.
No, we're good.
Let's, moving on.
Captain Trey and Admiral. What am I now?
Deputy.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. So according to legally, right, from an official, she's actually innocent.
Oh.
The reason why, right, is that the apartment failed to, you know, recode her key, you know.
So it wouldn't have worked if it wasn't her apartment.
Yes.
Oh.
Now because
I still think she should have known it's her fucking apartment, but I get it.
Not because we live in Dallas, right? And Dallas County, you usually leans left, right? She's charged with murder because she's white and he's black.
Because I can only assume
that's a big statement, right?
Yes,
but when you made the comment that she should know it's her apartment. I mean, if you immediately open the door and you see a strange person standing there, I don't know if you could focus on anything else but that.
Yes,
in my opinion. But I shouldn't think Ray shouldn't have anything to do with it.
But that's what he said. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
But who said that? How do we know that's true? I mean, how do we know that has something to do with it?
Well. Because here's the thing, right? So, like, and this DA person, right? He's actually left leaning as well, right?
Do you think this is a
bad
political leaning issue?
Yes and no, right? Because like this situation, right, is really bad because it happened, you know, like 2 years ago, 2022.
Okay.
And
Trey and I like to do updated stories, so this is about right.
This is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is the time when, you know, racial tensions were on the high.
Well, sure, right, there still are.
Yeah. And so I think, I guess, whether the climate you are in politically has an influence on like certain like major decisions. This is given the case.
Absolutely. But, especially race and guns and in police.
Correct. Now, I can't say this was like, you know, the decision was like racially motivated or not, right? But yeah.
You believe this based on your expertise or knowledge?
Yeah, well, from my buddy.
Oh, from, correct. Oh, I keep forgetting you. Yeah. You have what's his title? He's an investigator?
Yeah, for the DA.
District
office.
Attorney, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
So I'd be curious, you know, I always wonder if you flip the script on some of this stuff. If it was a young black
cop, white,
officer, yeah. A female officer, because obviously that had a big yes. role in it, sure. being a female walking in on a male.
Yes.
So if it's a female black officer and a male that's sitting in her apartment.
Correct.
How is that going to look?
Yeah. You know,
what's the optics of that?
Yeah.
So
yeah, and my buddy told me the same thing.
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
his thoughts on it?
Well, he thinks that she should be innocent as well. Because no matter what,
right.
yeah, because of that key.
Yeah,
card.
Because yeah, the you know the apartment failed to you know, I guess you know update or you know re-key code the access.
That
card.
Man, that one, that story is
that's
a tough,
tough
one.
That's yeah, tough.
Yeah. It's a really tough. One.
The problem I have with it is, I feel like first off, she shouldn't have been on a long enough shift where she's this fucking
true
discombobulated.
She's supposed
yeah.
to be yes. a law enforcement. I'm all in favor of quick shifts. Yeah, I mean, short shifts.
Well, it sounds like she did have a lot against her with the long shift and the fucking key card.
Just everything.
You know?
It was just like, yeah. Man, just for lack of time, we're going to move on from that, but I'm going to think about
this. That's intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can already tell you you come back on. You come back on, right?
Oh, yeah. It should okay. be fun.
And we'll maybe readdress it and if you have some more of these, because... These are fun. I mean, all right, before everybody yells at me for saying that death is fun, it's not fun. It's interesting to hear what other people think in this room. I mean, you've got more knowledge than both of us. You have more knowledge than I do when it comes to law enforcement, and I'm learning. And to hear the different aspects is pretty cool to me. So do you guys mind if we move on?
Sure.
Fine.
Just because... I have to get this in before we end the show.
Yeah, for sure.
That's also what he told his wife.
Oh, yeah, before we end the show. That's what you said on one of your adventures on your dates. You've told us a story before, Manny.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I told you I was going to ask you about it. That's why he was so... aware.
Excited.
And we'll do it fairly quickly. We're okay on time. But it's fascinating to me because of when I'm just going to kind of skip to it. This is about a girl
yes.
that Manny
yes.
Was involved with, what ended up being years and a whole crazy story. So I'm going to let Manny tell you. All I know is it started when you guys were how old?
We were probably... 14, actually.
14.
Yeah, 14, so 15.
Tell me this story, because he follows her around. It's crazy. So I want everybody to pay attention to this, and it's a true love story.
Yeah. So, yeah, for me, play a little bit of football in high school. And
we can, yeah. Wide receiver?
No. Defensive end.
You look like a D-end. Okay. There we go.
But yeah. Yeah, starting my freshman year, I met this girl, and... you know, at a homeroom class, you know, she's right there sleeping, and yeah, and
God.
And so I walk in. And,
hold on, I don't know if I want to hear.
No, not sleep.
I'm joking.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, and she had her hoodie on and everything, and yeah, and I walked in the class, and the teacher's like, "Oh, hey, sit right here," and then that seat happens to be next to her.
Oh,
yeah. So she's you know sleeping head down. With her hoodie up, and it was like a lavender hoodie. I don't know why I remember it.
Well, and, we know why.
Well, we know why.
It.
Yeah, you already had an erection. So, how did you know she was a cutie?
Yeah. So
if she had her hoodie on and she was sleeping.
Yeah. So I actually walked over, and mind you, I just had played basketball, right? So I'm like hot and sweaty.
Oh.
Right. So I sit down,
take it easy, Trey.
Yeah.
And it was like my first interaction with a girl, like legit. And like at the time I had like big balls and I was like really, you know, like, you know, like really,
wait,
I guess.
big.
Well, like, you know, because like I used to be a shy guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you meant you were
figuratively speaking.
Yeah, figuratively. Yeah.
Man, with this crowd, you have to add figuratively speaking.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
People are like, this guy's got big balls. Okay, so you were confident.
Yes, confident. You know, yeah, a different person from when I was in middle school.
Okay.
And so I tapped her on the shoulder, right? She wakes up, right? Gives this like really cute and sexy like.
Why did you tap her? Just
on the shoulder.
But why?
Oh, why? Because like, I wanted to see what she looked like.
Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah. Interrupt that sleep.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, and she woke up, right? Put her hoodie down.
Okay.
Beautiful black hair.
Beautiful. You
know? She turned and she gave me like the biggest smile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You like that smile.
Oh, man. I still remember it.
Melted, I'm sure.
I bet.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you remember, the color of her eyes? Or?
Yeah. She was hazel.
Hazel eyes. Yeah. Okay. Hazel. Black hair, hazel eyes.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, time went along, you know.
No.
Afterwards.
What did you say to her? You woke her up. She couldn't have been just like, thanks for waking me up. Like, was she like?
No. What happened right afterward? Yeah. It's a hi. And then, yeah. And she's a hi.
She said hi. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a simple hi, right?
She wasn't pissed.
And then I guess we were both shy and we were both like typing on the computer, right? And then at the time, right, you know, you had your instant messenger and the chat rooms. Okay. Yeah, and then
like AOL.
AOL.
Shit? Yeah, and like some random like, hey, sign on this chat room, join this chat room, and yeah, talk to each other, and then Yahoo Mail, of course.
Were you talking to each other in the classroom?
No. Oh, so
Okay.
So we both said hi to each other. We were both shy, right? And we both acted like we're on the computer, right? And then the bell rings, right? And then goes, hey, I like you. Like, can we keep in touch?
Oh.
She actually gives me her Yahoo Mail.
There we go. Yeah. Okay.
And her chat room.
That wasn't very long,
Pimp
man.
No,
you got
no,
that.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
those digits. I'm going to call them digits.
Yeah. You know, at the time, there was no cell phones.
Right.
Gotcha. Or it was, you know.
Not right. there yet.
Yeah, not there yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got her AOL Messenger, though. That was. Wow. Manny acts fast.
Yeah.
I love how he says he's shy, but he tapped her on the fucking shoulder when she was sleeping. Yeah.
Wake up, bitch.
No, Ryan, I used to be a different person.
No. Yeah. I can see you tapping some random sleeping person now. Go ahead. So you meet her in middle school.
Yeah.
Or middle school, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's cute.
High school. Freshman year.
Freshman year. Mm-hmm. She has beautiful hazel eyes.
Yeah.
And you guys are messaging each other.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're messaging, like, things were good, you know? And yeah, like I see her in the hallway. She gave me a big hug. She smells so good, by the way.
Oh.
And yeah, time went along. She was like 1 year ahead of me, right? Because she graduated early, right? And
smart girl.
Yeah, yeah. She was actually pretty smart. And yeah, she joined the National Guard.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
So when I heard about this, yeah,
right? This story better go on.
No. Yeah. So when I heard about
and
this,
she joined the National Guard.
She left my life forever,
Anyway.
Well, yeah. The story goes on, but it's kind of a sad ending in a sense. So me, Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So me, not wanting to work, not wanting to go to college at the time, right? I was like, screw it.
Good for you.
Let's go try and find this girl. You know, let's go
what?
Ahead. You know, yeah. Let's go ahead and put the big boy pants on and, you know, look like a badass.
You liked her that much?
Yeah.
So all through high school, what was the relationship?
It was pretty
was
good.
Was it on and off? Like, were you together?
No. No, not officially. I wanted to be, but I know it's really weird. I was a weird guy.
So you just kind of danced around the.
Yeah. Yeah.
Four years?
Yeah. Well, you know, like. Certain events happen.
You're waiting for the right moment.
Well, you know, certain events happen and, you know, and
okay.
Yeah, that caused like some issues and some drama. But we can tell that in the next show.
There we go.
She didn't want to take your flower, did she?
Or hers.
Or her flower.
Yeah. And I decided to join the army and
to try to find this woman.
But if she's in the National Guard, joining the army, how does that how would you cross paths?
It's almost impossible.
Well, that's some serious stalking right there.
It's almost impossible.
Well,
then
Trey, you gotta put like that, really?
Some military stalking.
Yeah. Trey and I support stalking in this case.
I'm fine with it, yeah.
For love.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was, I legitimately liked her. And so,
yeah,
I think.
How did you think you were gonna find her?
Maybe, like, you know, maybe, you wanna know something funny? So, like, I would have thought, I would have got shot in combat and then got sent back home. And then she would be my nurse. And then we would like magically meet, you know. Like,
nice.
Hey.
You had it all mapped out.
Well, that was my like weird, like just high school fantasy.
Okay.
Yeah. So were you holding your leg out every hoping that someone would shoot that ass?
Shoot me. Friendly fire.
Friendly, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, go ahead and get one in the calf.
Shoot me in the ass real quick.
Yeah. So you thought, okay, you were hoping it was just in your mind that something serendipitous was going to happen.
So you don't even know where country she's in, what area she's in, just that she was in the National Guard.
All right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
If anything, she's probably back home.
A lot of planning behind this decision.
So that's the whole reason you joined the Army?
No. Well, that's part of a big part of the reason why I joined.
It was this girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I say a good like 50%.
Give me the first initial of her first name.
M.
M. Okay. Yeah. M. And you never found her?
No, never found her.
Do you know where she is now at all?
I'm assuming she's probably back here. Probably.
Does she have a restraining order on you?
she might, right? Get away from me.
wait. No, I am now on a mission to reunite these two.
No.
And it feels so good.
And it feels so good. M. You know who you are. Just by M, you know
me. How do we know she listens to us? We don't know she listens to
us. No, but someone might know, and who knows a person?
A random person.
Knows a person.
Yeah, you may never know.
You never know, Trey.
That's true.
But to be fair, Ryan, what happens? She's like happily married, and you know.
She's not, Manny.
She may not be happily married.
I'm the writer of this story, and she's not married.
Are you M? Are you happy?
She was engaged. Here's the story, Manny. Everybody calm down.
We got this.
I'm going to tell you. Trey can add some sex stuff to it.
You know I can.
Yeah. So M fell in love. I'm sorry to tell you. But he was an asshole, Manny. And she finally figured it out after a couple of years. They didn't get married. They had no kids.
But she liked women at that point.
Right.
So she went a few years with the women.
Right.
And the muff diving and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But then she realized.
She played around.
Her tongue got really tired.
With only hot girls, though.
Only hot. Of course, only hot girls.
So she was in hot girls.
So you guys think she like had a thing with Taylor Swift?
It's possible. Very possible. I mean, she traveled a lot with the National Guard.
True.
So she probably went to Taylor Swift's concert.
Maybe. And Taylor invited her. Well, you never know.
It's possible.
But that was just a small segment of her life.
It was
quick. 3 years. And so she decided that it was time to mature. She's going to grow up, and she is looking for the right man. But every date and every man is just not the boy from middle school who tapped her on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is now waiting somehow, some way.
For the man he loved.
For the man he loved. And so I have a feeling that somehow, some way, this is going to happen. And I don't mean, Manny looks like he's got some hope. And I hope I don't let him down. Anybody out there that knows this chick, let us know. No, but that's, I hope you don't mind us poking fun a little bit.
No, yeah, this is frustrating.
Because to me, joining the Army is admirable enough. To do it for half, you know, serve your country and half just in case you meet this girl. I'm just pissed off that you didn't tell her before she left. That you were like, Manny, you were in love with this girl.
Well,
you didn't like this girl. You were in love with this girl.
Yeah, but she was 1 year ahead of me, and she graduated.
You're still in love with this girl.
Yeah, I was.
And you could have told her before she left, and that's the only problem with this story that I have.
Damn it, man.
Manny didn't know that we were going to give him shit.
Yeah. He's like, fuck you, bud.
Okay. But that story is pretty cool in a sense that I remember girls that I was just, I hate to say in love with at that age, but when you get to be 17, 18, I believe you can be in love. But when you're 14, 15, it's more of like in what they call
infatuation.
Infatuation.
Yeah.
You know, and you just.
Lust.
In lust. And you have this girl. And I had one that was a year older than me, too, when I was in middle school. She's not. And everybody knew about it because I was just like, we used to have to cover our textbooks with paper, and all over the paper, I was like, I love so and so.
Yeah.
And
it
was
just like, I heart
so and so. And everybody knew. And I didn't care. Because I was just so infatuated with this person. So,
yeah.
So I'm with you. And being a single man, I hope if it's not her, I hope it's somebody you deserve because you deserve a good woman.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
That's some emotional shit.
Right, no.
Are we all going to hug after this?
Yeah, I wanted to end on like, a good, a fun story. Not funny, but a fun story. And, right. And now we're all kind of like, yeah, man,
let's go back on the couch and cuddle.
We got to get Manny laid.
Let's watch some rom-com.
Ask Manny the question you always want to ask our guests, and then we're going to end the show.
Okay, so when you finally
Trey
meet
has
this
a scenario.
Woman,
go ahead.
So you finally meet this woman again, all right? Fall in love, get married. 10 years down the road, she falls ill.
Oh.
And her dying wish, Manny, is to sleep with the ex-boyfriend because he was the best lover she had. Are you going to let her do it as her dying wish?
A fuck no.
Yeah. All right.
Done.
I don't know any man that would be like, all right, that sounds good.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know, Trish, she might eat a shotgun shell.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
No, I'm kidding, FBI. I'm kidding, CIA. Damn. I'm joking.
Well, Em's listening, and she's like, oh, I need to get a hold of him.
Not so much.
You just blew it, Manny. No.
Damn it.
But it's Trey poses that question sometimes, and it's interesting because it's like if you truly are in love with your wife and that's what she wants. But my ego is too big, and I'd be like, just tell me what he did, or like, why? I don't know. I couldn't do it. I don't even like somebody looking at her when she's in yoga pants.
Yeah,
much less.
Even if you're not even that good in bed, right? That's a little selfish on her part.
That's what I said, Manny.
Yeah.
It's a dying wish, though.
It is.
Trey, she's about to die.
You wouldn't let her.
I wouldn't.
I'll tell you what. Hey, man, I had a blast. Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was really good.
I learned, I love talking about, I hate to say I love talking about gun stories and military and things like that, but I'm so ignorant to it because I haven't experienced a lot of it.
Yeah.
Whether it's the cops, whether it's being in the military, my sister's associated with the military. I can't say more than that, but I respect the hell out of it. So it's cool to talk about experiences you've had. And I want you to come back because I guarantee there's a lot more we can talk about.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Plus, we'll hopefully maybe have Em here.
And maybe some pop rocks.
Yeah. But thank you again for everything that you've done. Keep being you. I know we both respect the hell out of you. Anything you want to add?
Mm-mm.
Every time I ask him, he's like, no, just shut up, Brian. All right, man. Great time. Fun. You good?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Hey, appreciate you for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. We'll have you back. This isn't goodbye.
Yeah,
this is
sure.
Just until next time.
Yeah.
Until next time, yeah.
All right. Love you guys.
Later.
Here, just the facts and the fair. We look at both sides, do our best to compare. In this podcast realm where we compromise, balance is key and the facts don't lie. Stay in the gray where perspectives intertwine. We seek the truth in the gray we define. In this podcast journey, minds open wide. Shades the truth on this impartial ride.
Ryan, this Pop Rocks thing is a challenge. Are you going to try this?
Well, I was going to ask you if instead of the nicotine patch, you were going to put Pop Rocks in your asshole.
Holy shit, that's a good idea. That could be interesting.
You had to listen to the last show to get that joke.
Well, hey, guys, if when you guys try it, right, I'll give you guys $20 next show.
I don't need the money. I'll try it.
In front of the viewers, $20.
Trey will do it for free. I'll do it for $20. Yeah. Next show you're on. Will you do it? We're serious.
What?
No, you do with a girl and you report back.
Yes.
No, yeah. I want Trey to put it in his asshole. See you guys. Love you.
Later.